Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
I have a million VOs to do. Have to plan tomorrow's show, and I have to do the podcast. Will I get it done by 11 o'clock when I have to get my hair cut?
Yes.
Don't forget, you have to do Dave Ranks before you go.
I know, I reminded him of that earlier.
Now, I know what I'm doing, but I just don't have the order. So that's going to suck. Okay. Will I get it done by 11 o'clock?
Yeah, of
I'm proud of you for getting a haircut at a reasonable time.
I was
and not 20 past 10.
I was going to ask. Sorry, by the way, I've done a haircut at 20 past 10 once. It was two weeks ago.
Come on, I actually need to talk to you about something. And I feel like now is the right time. I'm getting legally married on the 3rd of December at 10:15. So we're going to need to do something about that. I can't change the time.
We've a Joel Curry interview.
Can I finish? Can I leave at 9 or something? Or half 9?
Do that on the show tomorrow when I'm not here.
Let me go. Yeah. Let me go. I don't think it's allowed to change. I think I'll have to like get in front of a judge if I have to change it.
Well, it looks like you're getting in front of a judge anyway.
Always good to ask that on
Joel Curry don't get married. What would you rather do?
What? Let put those hands together, baby. Absolutely not.
Why don't we get Joel Curry to marry
you? To marry
you?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah, is he a celebrant legal?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That could be good.
He could get that done by the 3rd.
Yeah.
We'll get on to his people. Okay, wish me luck. I'll probably have to come back and do all of my VOs.
No, you'd be fine. You'd be grand.
You've got this.
I'm going to help you.
Thank you. Oh, God. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's go!
I'm
with David Fiona in the morning.
Alex is right. God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
You wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Good morning, 7:03. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's the 20th of November. My God, is it cold?
It's icy.
Icy. Today was the very first day I wore the gloves, the hat, big hoodie hood up and the coat hood up. And like started the car before I got into like the car, started the car and then went up and got dressed and whatever. But I don't really know how my car works. I don't know how to make it warm, really.
I've been watching
TikToks on like how to make it warm in the morning.
Is it still Japanese or whatever your car?
Yeah, so basically my car is a Japanese import and it thinks it's still in Japan, so it probably is freaking out at the cold. The radio has been sent away.
Yes,
to the UK to be recoded to Ireland.
You wouldn't think it was such a palaver.
I know, honestly ridiculous. So that's done, I think, either this week or next week. I haven't had a radio. I've had no screen. I've had no nothing.
Oh my God, so you've just been driving around with your thoughts?
Yes, literally my thoughts.
No.
It's been awful.
That's not okay.
No, it wasn't. It's been horrible. And if I want to play music, I just have to like
sing.
Go on my phone, press play, and put it on the passenger side.
Oh no, I remember doing that before with my old car. The radio, I can't remember what happened to it, but I had my Bluetooth speaker in my car and I'd hook up to it and I'd be like, I'm such a little yuck, bro.
That's what your man said, told me to do, get a YouTube speaker.
It's so bleak.
It is really, really bleak. And the thing is that I got when I got the car, it has like a rear view camera, right?
Oh, love that.
To reverse it, it gives you a rear view camera. I've never had that before.
Me neither.
But obviously that's gone now because the radio took everything with the screen. It's gone, right? So I don't have that. So now my car is so sensitive. So whenever I'm reversing, it's like it may as well be like this. Beep, 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 beep. And
beep,
you're
beep,
like,
beep.
I'm literally in my driveway. There's nothing around. It's way too sensitive. And because I don't have the screen, I can't prove it. So I'm literally just slamming on the brakes every like 30 seconds.
That's why I feel like I wouldn't do well with one of those sensor things, because everyone seems to always ignore their sensor and like keep reversing until it's getting like violent beeps. So I know I'd fly too close to the sun.
I don't want a beep unless I've landed, like a plane has landed on me.
Unless you've hit a child.
Literally.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning and Merry Christmas season. It's coming round the bend, whether you're ready or not. I saw an Instagram reel recently. It was by an English woman, but I kept watching despite that.
Oh, you're so
because
brave.
You know what? It's time to start building up relations. And it was a Christmas experience that I think some Irish people can relate to as well. This girl was saying every year she goes to Selfridges, which is like the English equivalent of Brian Thomas, and buys herself one Christmas decoration. Because obviously these Christmas decorations are like, yes, Callum, how are you doing?
Fun facts for you.
same
company.
Oh, same company. Yeah,
Thomas.
Similar vibes.
Interesting.
Okay, so you might go in there and get yourself one Christmas decoration and be like, oh, I've collected these over the years. I remember on like mine and Dwayne's, one of our like second dates, going to Brian Thomas to get a Christmas decoration for his mom, because it was like tradition for him. He'd buy it every... So a lot of people do that kind of thing.
Wow.
And, you know, because they're not like your baubles that you buy in pennies, like €2 for a packet of 20.
No, of course. I'm so glad like my mom is the way she is, because my mom doesn't like Christmas and she doesn't like expensive things.
Oh, great. So that's handy for
perfect.
You.
I would never get
when
her Christmas
present
decorations
buying comes around.
From Selfridges.
I mean, these ones are crazy. I thought like 15 quid or whatever was expensive for a single bauble, and I do still maintain that, but these take the biscuit.
What?
They're like, because I watched her video and then I went on Selfridges to look at like the euro conversion of them, and like they're up like at 50 quid some
of
them.
Oh my god.
But I'm not going to talk about the price
too
much.
It's a waste of money, like.
I know, it's crazy. I'm going to talk more about what the baubles are. And I thought I'd play with you, Dave, like a this or that.
Okay.
You know, when people do like, oh, Chappell Roan or Beyonce. Beyonce or Christina Aguilera.
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to do that for you, but with the Christmas decorations.
Okay.
Because you were saying earlier on in the week that you were here for like tatty Christmas this year.
Oh
like,
my God.
This is not
love
tacky
it.
Christmas though.
It's very like... classy Christmas, but like they are tap, but they're also 50 quid.
Yeah.
So it's like that negates the whole thing. Okay, so let's start off. This or that, Ozempic Christmas bauble or a lip filler Christmas bauble?
Are these real?
They're real. I'll send you the video.
What does the Ozempic one look like?
It's a little...
Really skinny?
It's a little injection. And it says
like
Ozempic
EpiPen,
on
know.
The side. And it's got like, instead of whatever the liquid of Ozempic is, it's got like little Christmas glitter. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
It's real.
Who wants that on their tree? Okay.
I'm sure it's their biggest seller.
So Ozempic or what?
Ozempic or lip filler.
Let's go with Ozempic.
Ozempic or every member of the royal family, including Camilla.
I'm going to have to go with Ozempic on that one.
Ozempic or departed members of the royal family, including Queen Elizabeth and Princess Diana.
I'm going to have to go with Ozempic.
Fair enough. That was a test and you passed. Ozempic or Taylor Swift?
No, I'll go Taylor.
Okay. Taylor Swift or Chappell Roan?
Chappell Roan
or iced matcha with raspberry?
Chappell Roan. Although, can I go back? Because I think an iced matcha would probably look nicer on a tree.
It is a cute decoration.
Yeah, I'm going to go matcha.
Okay. Matcha or a chicken nugget being dunked into sauce?
Chicken nugget
being dunked into sauce or a Heinz sachet? Like, I feel like the ketchup bottle is standard, but they have just the sachet.
Oh, that's cool, but no, I'm going to go chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget being dunked into sauce or a Rolex?
I'm trying to think what screams Christmas to me. I'm going to go chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget being dunked into sauce or a credit card?
I like the idea of a credit card, but you could easily hang a credit card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go with chicken nugget.
Yeah, it defies gravity. It's very impressive. Chicken nugget being dunked into sauce or a box with an engagement ring?
That's cute. A box with an engagement ring.
Ooh, okay. A box with an engagement ring or a Nokia 3310?
Nokia 3310.
Okay, last one. Nokia 3310 or a crystal encrusted Stanley Cup?
I just think Nokia 3310 is fun.
Yeah,
it's
it's
not really relevant, but it's fun.
Okay, so you are going for a Nokia 3310. You are spending $33.50.
Nice. What about the chicken nugget dunking into the sauce?
The chicken nugget was $37.
Okay.
Oh. Because it was money. I mean, it had a bit of a feat of engineering.
But
on
one,
it, you know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
No, it's insane. It's insane.
I saved
one
money.
That's the most expensive. Yeah, you saved. You save money.
Awesome. Right, off to Selfridges with us.
Yeah, don't worry about the flight prices. That's
this,
grand.
This is C-Mat, Euro Country on Spin. Coming up to 25 past 7. Obviously, Emma Nolan is not here, so it's just myself and Fiona for the rest of the week. She'll be back on Monday.
Sailing the ship alone.
But she was doing a boxing match over the weekend.
Oh, she was.
She's been doing kind of boxing classes for the last while.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see her boxing match on Saturday, which she drew. Now, we will be talking to certain someone who she fought later on in the show. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. But for now, I was thinking, we and Fiona were kind of sitting at the boxing ringside, and we were like, do you know what, boxing's really interesting.
Yeah,
we're really enjoying the vibe. Now, I've always enjoyed watching boxing on television and stuff. I haven't watched that many matches right there and then, like,
yeah,
in
I think
the
that mid, was my first
ring. My other first was I saw my mom do it once in the right venue in Swords.
Shout out.
I was like
right
15
venue. I was actually thinking about your mom so much during that on Saturday night. I was like, I can't believe his mother did
this. Yeah, she
like,
did it.
It's absolutely insane.
It was really impressive. So I think now is the time for you, Fee. If you were to get into boxing, now is the time to do it.
So true.
Because,
yeah,
because do you know who Jake Paul is?
Yeah, the guy from YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Disney Channel.
Okay.
Do you know
right.
who Anthony Joshua is?
No.
Okay, he's a very experienced boxer. Right.
Right. Okay.
So Jake Paul, former Disney Channel star, turned boxer since his career started. He has boxed many, many people. You know, Tommy Fury, who's Molly. I wrote down here Molly Malone's. What's Molly?
Might as well be. You wouldn't know what
Molly
he's
May.
Been up to.
Molly May Haig, yeah.
He was shying away sometimes.
Mike Perry. He also fought Mike Tyson, Anderson Silva, Nate Diaz, Nate Robinson, Ryan Borland. He's fought a load of people.
Is he the guy who like challenges everyone to a fight?
Yeah, pretty much. And then like I think people just take it. And to be fair, like he's had a total of 13 fights, 12 wins, 7 by KO, and he's only lost one. I think that was to Tommy Fury.
Whoa.
Well, December 19th, whatever it is you're at, you need to cancel because Jake Paul is going to be fighting Anthony Joshua.
Okay.
Now, this is huge. This is like, I'm trying to think, this is like a football YouTuber going up against Lionel Messi.
Whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in
yeah,
match.
Yeah.
This is what it's like. Anthony Joshua has 32 fights, 28 wins, 25 by KO, and only 4 losses. So he's a little bit more experienced than Jake Paul.
Yeah.
He's huge. Now, Jake Paul is quite good at getting these fights, especially to just kind of get his name out there for more experience and stuff like that. But he ends up winning them.
So he's is boxing
good.
His whole thing right now?
That's everything he does, yeah. He's given up everything else.
Wow.
Yeah, he might do YouTube still, but like he's not editing, he's not filming the camera. Like it's
No. And the content would all be about boxing.
Probably
anyway,
boxing, yeah. The thing is, obviously, it's Jake Paul, so he's very well known. So when people do take fights against him, there is a huge box office. There's a huge amount of money. Do you know what I mean? I think Tommy Fury was offered like 15 million or something to fight. To fight Jake Paul only recently, but he turned it down.
Because he'd already done it.
He'd already done it and he'd already won, but Jake Paul wanted redemption, basically. So a former world champion who, by the name of George Groves, believes that Anthony Joshua has to knock out Jake Paul immediately in their upcoming fight, ideally within the first 30 seconds, or risk the bout looking suspicious, he said.
Oh.
He said he argues that anything other than that, a rapid, dominant finish would damage Joshua's credibility and make the fight appear like a business move rather than a serious sporting contest, as if this fight is anything other than a business
move. Yeah,
yeah. He does not need to fight Jake Paul for ego.
So do the boxers who get involved in this, would they get a bit of flack being like you're taking away from the art of boxing integrity or whatever?
I suppose they would, but also like who can blame them for wanting a payday?
Ah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
God, like, we've all got to eat, baby.
This fight will pay.
I'd fight him.
Well, there you go. This Groves fella, he also warns that a poor showing could jeopardise Joshua's future plans, including a scheduled tune-up fight earlier next year and a long-anticipated clash with Tyson Fury, who's Tommy Fury's brother,
and he's
the Gypsy King.
Around,
he's still knocking around. And
how old must he be now?
He's old enough, I'd say.
Well, like, what time do you hang up the gloves?
Ah, this man won't. He doesn't have that in him, I don't think. But I'm pretty sure he lost his fight to Usyk only a couple of months ago. So, like, and he's lost the last couple, I think. So him fighting AJ, I think, would be kind of ridiculous. ridiculous. I think AJ will absolutely pound him. But we'll see what it's like against AJ versus Jake Paul. Because the reason I say this is such an interesting fight is because I remember when Anthony Joshua was kind of coming up the ranks and I watched a fight of his, and it was supposed to be his ground, like his breakout in America, right? It was going to be Anthony Joshua has arrived in the USA, right? The fella he was meant to box pulled out last minute, and so they had to get some randomer in.
Oh.
Who didn't really have, like, obviously he's a boxer and he has experience.
He's just working behind the bar or whatever.
Yeah, no, he's still a boxer. But Ruiz, I think his name was, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Ruiz came in and was like, yeah, Grant, I'll fight Anthony Joshua. No bother. Even though it was supposed to be Anthony Joshua's big break in the UK, he was supposed to, or in the US, he was supposed to mash this fella and then be like this next big thing in America. Ruiz won.
Okay.
Right, it was not expected at all. And so Anthony Joshua had to wait a couple more years then to kind of break America. So I'd say that's what he's kind of still doing. He's still kind of doing a bit of a redemption arc ever since that Ruiz fight.
And so I'm enjoying the drama of this. I think I actually will get involved.
So there you go. The 19th of December, I will be sacked.
Is it at some mad time of night?
I don't think so. I'm not entirely sure, but hopefully not. MK right now, come find me on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, the Christmas vibes are very much here. The Gaiety Panto is kicking off November 23rd, which is in what, like 3 days?
Yeah. Sunday it is, yeah.
So last call, I suppose, for audition, not auditions, for practice. What do they call it?
Rehearsal.
There you go. Running all the way to January this year. It's Beauty and the Beast.
Very, very exciting. You can get your tickets from Ticketmaster, or every day this week we have family passes. That is four tickets, count them four, to give away. You can just WhatsApp us the word Panto to 087-711-1038 and listen to this, okay? If we call you back, you've got to answer your phone saying something very specific. And the phrase today is a Panto classic. It's, oh yes it is. It's not hello. It's not how are you.
So say for example, if I ring you now, like, ring, and you pick up and you say,
oh yes it is,
then you'll win the tickets.
Yeah. Oh, but did you want me to do a wrong one there?
But if I said ring, and you answered with,
who's this?
You don't get the ticket.
You're not going to Beauty and the Beast.
We move on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly. All right. Do you want to go to Beauty and the Beast? Four passes. All you got to do is WhatsApp us the word Panto, 087-711-1038, and answer that phone with,
oh yes it is.
Nice.
All right, the Gaiety Panto, it kicks off this Sunday, November 23rd, and runs all the way to January. And this year, it's Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh, that was lovely.
Thank you. You can get your tickets from Ticketmaster, of course, but every day of this week, we have got a family pass that is four tickets. Count them four to give away. So we've been asking you to WhatsApp us the word Panto, and if we call you, you have to answer the phone with something very specific.
Yeah. I think this person is going to do it.
Do you think so?
I don't want to make more than one phone call.
No. This, who are we? Barry Dunn?
Too much effort.
Would you stop?
Okay, come on. Here we go.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, amazing. Niall, you were scaring me there.
Niall, what's the crack? How are you? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona and Spin.
I'm good, and you?
We're good.
I'm sure you're better now knowing that you're off to Beauty and the Beast.
Fast. Thanks, guys.
Are you a Panto fan, Niall?
I am, yeah. Kids absolutely love them, yeah.
Love it, okay.
What was the last Panto you were at, Niall?
You have me there now. we were in the Gaiety last year anyway, so whatever. I can't remember which one it was, but we were in the Gaiety, yeah.
It really obviously left a mark anyway.
They all blend into one Christmas joy.
All right, Niall, congratulations. You got four tickets to Beauty and the Beast at the Gaiety Panto. Have a fantastic day.
Have a good one. Thanks,
brilliant.
Niall.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Oh, damn it, I forgot to say to Niall. Niall, just in case you're still there. No, he's not there. This is no ordinary Panto. It's the Gaiety Panto.
That was a mean question, asking him what was the last one he went to. He'd won the tickets already. It's not his bleeding leaving cert. But if you want to win tomorrow, Niall has to bring his kids because he played it this time. Tomorrow we'll be playing at 9:30, so you don't have to bring them. Good morning, how are you? My friend Carly, who was in Dublin for my wedding a couple of weeks ago, or however long it was, 2 weeks ago. She's from America, she's from Pittsburgh. But I met her
at the wedding.
Yes, she's the best. I met her in London. We went to college there for a year. We did a master's and now she lives in Manchester.
Okay.
But she's in Vegas at the moment because she works for Formula One. She does she, it's the maddest job ever. I think she does like tours for them or something.
Oh my God, that's cool.
And they've flown her over to Vegas for like whatever.
It's a race this weekend. Yeah,
there's something happening over there. And
something happening. Yeah, it's the race
there's something happening.
It's a race weekend, yeah.
She knows about it better than me, obviously. And like, she's just such a pro. Like, she'd throw her hand to, I don't think she's like ever like understood the concept of Formula One in her life. And now I know she will be like so versed on it and like able to answer any question.
So cool.
Like, she's just such a pro. But she just texted me saying, just tried to get into the Venetian with my Leap card. I was like, that has to be the farthest a Leap card has ever traveled. Like, there is currently a Leap card in Las Vegas.
I love that.
Viva Las Leap.
1038. Double. Double. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's happening? 2 minutes past eight. We are Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It's going to be a long night for you, producer Callum.
A long, old night.
Do you know what? I went to sleep, like, I had a nap yesterday for way too long, for 2 hours. I slept, like, really, really long last night, and I'm still shattered.
Yeah.
You're going to be in bits later.
I'm proud of you. This is one of the reasons why I've taken, actually, tomorrow off.
Yeah, needed.
That's too much.
Yeah, so
hear why.
Tonight I am going to see The Wicked Double Bill. I've never been to a double bill screening before. It's where they show both films back to back. So they're going to show last year's Wicked film first, then a 15-minute interval, and then this year's Wicked, Wicked for Good, afterwards. It starts at 5:30. I think it's going to run until like 11 o'clock.
It's giving Boom is back.
Oh my God. It really is.
Like,
it really is.
It's giving a recession indicator.
They did it for Barbenheimer, didn't they? You could watch it too. But like, would it have been in the same screen, or would it have been you have to carry yourself over to the next one?
I had to go to a different screen for that.
Oh my
God. I'd say there's probably a different screen. I'm kind of really excited for it because
I'm
going to...
Have you seen the first one?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But it's in one of those cinemas where it's sofas and footstools. It's not the Stellar. It's just another one of those cinemas. I'm kind of thinking I might bring a blanket.
Yes.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
Also, I'm going to take my shoes off.
What? When would we? Yeah, well, then hide your crusty socks with the blanket.
Brand new socks. And I might pop the button on my jeans as well.
Wear trackies. Like, that's a rookie error. What creep is wearing jeans to the cinema?
That's such a good show. I was about to be like, I've never seen someone decide that they were going to future plan to pop their button on their jeans. But yeah, why the hell are you wearing jeans in the cinema?
It's like wearing jeans on a plane. What do you have to prove?
I might just wear my pajamas and bring the dress again.
Lean in, for God's sake.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
When I say I'm obsessed, oh my God, I mean it. It's on my gym playlist. That's how much I love it.
What do you even do to this in the gym?
My best.
Just strong.
Olivia Dean, Man I Need, Spin. Tricky, tricky,
tricky. 10. All right, it is our favourite new game. It is the Tricky 10. Currently, we've got Susan, who played on Monday, top of the leaderboard. She scored 8 in 55 seconds. And by the way, if you think you could beat that, if you think you could get a score of 8 in less than 55 seconds, or if you think you could get a score of 9, message us Tricky in a WhatsApp to play tomorrow. Currently on today, who believes he can beat Susan? It's Dylan.
Dylan's on, yeah. I think you're doing the school run, are you, Dylan?
Well, not yet. We're just getting ready for it.
Okay, very good. Does getting ready entail now, Dylan? Are you getting the breakfast ready? Are you getting the school lunches ready? All that crack?
Yeah, well, the missus is doing that. We just drive the car.
I was like, you sound very chill for someone who's getting ready for the school run. I feel like that's normally extremely hectic. And you sound you're barely out of bed.
Okay, fair enough. You know what, Dylan? You're dead right. We'd probably get it wrong, isn't that right? We'd probably do it wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Leave it to the ladies. Very good. Okay. So, Dylan, how this is going to work is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, listen to this, you will win a brand new Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy in this winter. You can even fit some of the kids in there with you as well and all poke your heads out through the top.
Yeah, get a large.
Depending on the neck size, you know, we'll see how that works for you. Okay, Susan is currently top of the leaderboard. She got a score of 8 in 55 seconds. So that is what you need to beat this morning.
What do you think your odds are, Dylan?
Not great.
Not great.
Ah, come on.
Already no confidence.
Do this.
Do you know
can
what's,
do it.
What's easy, Dylan, is every question is either between 1 and 10, so you'll know, you know the answer. Do you know what I mean?
So Dylan, we need a bit of self-belief. We need you to hype yourself up there. Say, I can do this.
If there's a postcode question, I'm done.
All right, okay. not really the confidence I was looking for, but you know what? Let's just plow on with this.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to have a look here. Is there one?
Yeah.
Okay, there is one coming up, but it should be easy. all right, Dylan, are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Yeah.
The best of luck. I'm going to count you in and start the timer. The tricky's 10 starts in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. How many letters are there in the word vacuum?
6.
James Bond has the code name 00 what?
7.
How many turtle doves were given on the 12 Days of Christmas song?
One each day.
Strictly Come Dancing and The Apprentice air on what number BBC channel?
4.
Omni Shopping Centre and Beaumont Hospital are in which Dublin postal district?
9.
How many teams compete in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division?
3.
Complete the name of the movie What Weddings and a Funeral?
2.
To the nearest billion, how many people are there on Earth?
7 million.
How many times does the number 1 appear on the spin phone number?
Sorry, I missed that question.
How many times does the number 1 appear in the spin phone number?
1.
Ah, there's your time. We had one question remaining. Okay, how do you think you did, Dylan?
Bad.
You think you did bad?
Hey.
We did that.
Ah, Dylan, would you stop? Come on.
Listen. About 5 of them, I guess.
Listen, that's what you got to do. You got to guess in this game. Do you want to see how you did?
Yes, I want.
0, 1, 2, 3.
A score of 3. It's more than you thought you did, Dylan.
Come on, Dylan. It's not too bad. How do you feel about that?
At least I tried.
Exactly. At least you tried. That's what we say. God loves a trier, and that is the motto of the Tricky 10 that I have given it just now. So let's have a look through the ones that you didn't get now out of interest's sake. How many turtle doves were given on the 12 days of Christmas? You said 1. That was 2 turtle doves. Strictly Come Dancing and The Apprentice air on what number BBC channel? That was 1. You said 4. You got the postal district one right,
you
though.
You did. You got it. It was Dublin 9. Well done on that.
I feel like the trick with the postal district one is to come in with no confidence.
Yeah.
Because so did Vanessa yesterday, and yous are like the first two to have gotten them right. So that's what I'm saying going forward.
I'm from Ballymun, so I kind of knew the area.
Exactly. Yeah. How many teams compete in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division? You said 3. The answer was 10. Complete the name of the movie, What Weddings and a Funeral? You said 2. The answer was 4. To the nearest billion, how many people are on Earth? You were close with this one. You said 7. The answer is actually 8. And how many times does the number 1 appear in the spin phone number? That's a tricky question.
It is.
You said 1. The answer is 3.
Dylan, we've set you up for the day, I think. You've woken up a little bit now and you're ready for the day ahead.
Amazing. Thanks very much, guys.
Have a great day, Dylan.
Thanks so much, Dylan.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Well, do you know what? If you're listening there and you're on your high horse thinking, 3, why don't you come and give it a go? Because it could be harder than you think. It's a lot of pressure as well.
Exactly.
Tricky in a WhatsApp right now. The number is 087-711-1038.
Join us and give us the exact same enthusiasm as Dylan did.
Exactly.
Not a bit more.
Still Susan on top of that leaderboard with a score of 8. Only one chance to knock her off. That's tomorrow. Tricky in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. I thought it was the last of this music, but no. We're still talking about it.
We're still in the game. If you don't know what this is about, for the past few weeks, a few months maybe even on the show, we've been talking about Emma and her boxing boot camp, all leading up to a big fight night which happened last Saturday. Myself, Dave and Callum were all in attendance cheering her on. She'd been training for this for months and we wanted to see how she got on the night. Bit of a flop. We had blue bag, as we like to say, because it was a draw.
If she'd won or lost, we wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Yeah, exactly. We'd have closure. We'd have moved on. So in a way, maybe it's good.
Yeah.
This is more content for the show. So it was a draw, which we felt just not happy with. We want closure. And that is why we enlisted the help of Emma's opponent, Karen.
Karen is on the phone.
I can't believe
this. Which is really, really cool of her. Well, first off, let's get this out of the way because, Karen, how did you find boxing our Emma Nolan?
So nerve-wracking because she's a weapon.
She is.
Yeah, but you
and
were too.
I get it for so many weeks, obviously, and then it was great. It was a great fight. I feel like I completely went against everything that I was told to do and I just froze.
Emma said the exact same thing. She said about herself, not about you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Karen did this. It must be so hard to remember all that training. Because, like, I did one class, which I keep telling people about. And, it, like, remembering, like, the footwork and the technique and everything. Like, when you're actually up against someone and have everyone screaming at you and stuff, like, it must be impossible to remember that.
100%. I feel like the only thing I could think about was everyone chanting Emma's name, and I was like, oh my God, this is my worst nightmare.
Okay, there were a few chants for Emma, but you had a lot of good signage.
You did.
There was a lot of signs for Karen.
I was very surprised. I told my mom, I was like, oh, my friends are thinking of making posters, and she was like, posters? Like, what do I do? And then she actually shows up with Christmas lights on them.
Oh my God, yeah, that was the best. The one that had the lights built in. That was incredible.
The referee brought it into the ring.
Yeah,
so cute. It's actually we haven't, like, my family's never done something like this before. So there's a couple of photos that the boxing club have posted, and you can just see her face. She looks like she's about to bawl out of fright. I feel like I just won, like, the All Ireland World Cup.
Oh my That's God! So and was cute. She actually able to watch? Because I know Emma's mom was afraid. She was kind of like watching through her fingers.
She was saying all this time that she'll probably have to close her eyes, but I was asking my boyfriend after, and he was like, no, she was like, God,
he was like, get it.
And so tell me this, were you happy with the draw, or would you have liked to have won?
No, do you know what? I was initially gutted because it felt kind of like anticlimactic. I was like, God, all this training. But when I met Emma's family, God, her mom and her dad are so lovely. It's just, I feel like it worked out for everyone.
Okay, stop. This is nice. All so cute and wholesome for a boxing match. I feel like yous are just mates. And I feel that more so because Emma sent us a picture of the chocolates that you sent her before the match.
Karen, was that you being sound, or was that you trying to get in her head?
Yeah, trying to mess with her.
Do you know what it was? I feel like we were on such a similar wavelength. Yes. I was off the walls, not eating. I was so nervous.
Aww.
And she kind of was like, I was feeling the same way. So if there was anything that I could do to calm her nerves and make myself feel better too before the fight, that'd be it.
That is so
nice. I knew other people were going in there to box the head off each other, but if I could just get the points and not hit her, that'd be great. It's not like, it's not the end of the world if I don't win. I'd rather have the integrity with it.
Oh my god. These are honestly cut from the same cloth. Like,
these
it's
are too
insane.
Nice.
But you know what? That niceness stops now, Karen. And that's where we come in, okay? Because we thought the same thing. We thought, great to see the both of you box, but a little bit anticlimactic when it was a draw. So we need the closure of a win, right? So what we've done is we've come up with some other alternatives to boxing that you and Emma could both compete in. Now, the thing is, we'll give you the choice as to what you do.
Ooh,
Fiona has a good list for you.
Some of them are a bit odd. Some of our listeners have questionable interests outside of this. One of them was toe wrestling. Sumo wrestling. Not actual sumo, but we thought you could wear the big suits and kind of knock each other off something.
Out of the line.
Yeah. A Drury Dash. We thought you could do a 100-meter sprint up and down Drury Street. And my option was simple. It was just a beanbag throw, like that you would have done at sports day in primary school.
It was
school.
Like, who can throw the farthest?
Who can throw a little beanbag the farthest? So there are kind of four options we've narrowed it down to. If you have any preference there, Karen.
Or if you have any suggestions for yourself, Karen, please let us know.
You know, the safe side is saying beanbag, but the sumo wrestling seems fun.
The sumo wrestling does seem fun.
We thought that as well, Karen.
We were kind of hoping you'd say that, Karen. So if we organised that, would that be something that you'd come and do to see if you can beat Emma Nolan to throw her out of the ring instead of hitting her in the face?
I'd love to wear a costume, love to give her a hug, and then we'll just battle it out.
We might actually have to get someone from Heiden in to judge this, because how will we decide?
Well, if they go out of the line, they're out.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Karen, that's absolutely amazing. We're going to sort that out, and thank you so much for taking our call and for taking this on board. And listen, the best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Have a great day, Karen. I love her.
I love her. I'm slightly concerned that she said that they're just going to get into the sumo outfits and hug.
And hug,
Like, it's going to be a hug-off?
It's going to be a long sumo match. Now, listen, a couple of things, right? We're going to do that sumo match, right? But
Let's keep it from Emma.
That's not.
Yeah, exactly.
So you listen, don't Instagram DM Emma. Don't tell her. Say nah.
It's kind of all worked out that we've gotten to organise this while she's off.
Fantastic.
And we're going to get planning the rematch. It might happen at this side of Christmas, might happen in the new year. Just don't be putting pressure on us, okay?
We're very busy. But come hell or high water, this will happen.
Oh, it will.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands and tits. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Yes, so welcome on in to the girly quiz. It is the time of the week where we test Dave on all things girly. He's got three questions to answer today. Dave, get all three right and you win the week. Get one wrong and you are literally an absolute loser. And the bloody stadium. You are rotten.
21 wins, 18 losses. The record is not too bad.
It's pretty good going. Let's be the champ this year. Yeah, let's mess that up for you today. The next thing I'm about to say is not going to help that. We are nice and we give Dave two lifelines. We have a Simplify. It's a bit like a 50-50 where we just basically make one question a bit easier. And of course, we've got his phone, a female, on the line today to give Dave a bit of a dig out. It's Michelle. Hello,
morning, Michelle. How are you?
Hello.
All right, Michelle, what is it that you excel in when it comes to females? Is it, you know, as I always say, beauty? Is it body parts? Is it health? Is it whatever?
I think everything.
A bit of everything. A Jackie of all trades.
Even body parts, Michelle?
Maybe so.
All right, especially nice. So, Michelle, well, listen, stay there because I will absolutely need you. And congratulations on winning that 50 euro Just Eat voucher just for
Thanks
coming
so
on.
Much.
Well done,
all right,
Michelle.
Stay there.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready to go. Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, Dave. Question one on this week's girly quiz. Wild, Vico, and Fussy are all brands of what?
Wild,
Vico, and Fussy.
Wild, Vico, and Fussy.
All brands of what?
Wild, I think of Oscar Wilde.
Okay.
Vico, I think of the bats.
Yep.
Fussy, I think of you.
Whoop you dick.
Wild, WVF. Oh, it's Wild, Vico, and Fussy. Types of bikinis, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Types of swimsuits, things like that.
Because of the Vico.
Yeah, pretty much the only reason I'm thinking that is because of the Vico.
I got that.
Gonna be really transparent.
That's interesting.
Fussy. There could also be something to do with like your hair, maybe.
Yeah.
And wild. Wild could also be hair, but I presume it's WYLDE.
It's wild, WILD.
Is it?
Why?
That changes things.
Yeah.
Wild, Vico, and Fussy. I don't know. I actually genuinely haven't even a guess.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Nothing is coming to my head. It's always.
It's a very good question. Thank you.
I'd imagine it sounds like some sort of brush, maybe as well. Maybe some sort of mascara brush, but I genuinely haven't a clue. It could be a body part for all I know. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in Michelle on the first question. Good morning, Michelle. I got 30 seconds on the clock and I'm really hoping you can tell me what is Wild, Vico and Fussy parts of?
I think it's body parts.
You think it's body parts? All right, fantastic. What kind of body part?
Like Wild. I don't know what Wild. My son's in the car here and he's saying it's armpits.
Armpits. Wild, Vico and Fussy armpits. I don't believe your son. I don't believe you. Great. Michelle, this is fantastic. Do you know what? We're going to learn together because I cannot take that because I don't think it's body parts. So
I don't think so either. It sounds a bit like a hairbrush probably.
A hairbrush. Okay.
I got you because wild. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to simplify it.
Oh my god.
Double lifeline.
It's all happening. All right, entering simplify mode.
We're going to learn together, Michelle.
Okay.
I know, guys, no.
Don't worry about it, Michelle. You'll find out soon enough. Okay. Wild, Vico, and Fussy are all brands of what? Is it A, natural deodorant? Or is it B, sheet masks for dry skin?
I'm going to go with masks for dry skin.
You're
going to
go with masks for dry skin. Final answer?
Final answer.
All right.
Masks for dry skin.
Okay.
No!
Dave!
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh my God, two lifelines and you still got it wrong. And I have to say, Michelle.
Thank you for nothing.
No, yes. Michelle's son was on to something. He said armpits God. And deodorant is for your armpits.
Oh my God.
So honestly, he's the only one with a brain between the three of you. So shout out. Give every cent of that Just Eat voucher to him, and Michelle.
What's your son's name, Michelle?
Grayson. Get garlic dip as well. Get a few sides, get a few chicken dippers
Michelle
for yourself.
And Grayson, thank you so much for your help. Have a great day, lads.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Outlook bleak for the rest of this. Okay, Dave, on to question two. You watched Ariana Grande star in Wicked for Good the other night. What is the name of her makeup brand?
Oh, come on.
It's almost like it'd be good if you had to simplify that.
What is her makeup brand? Okay, is it something like Grande? Is it something like... I think I saw someone say like Gente or something. or Mercedes.
You just wanted to do that. Just wanted to make that noise.
Mercedes. Or is it the cappuccino? No, it's...
It's cappuccino.
It's...
Yeah.
Is it Cloud? It's something Cloud. I know her aftershave, not her aftershave, but her perfume is like Cloudy or something like that. Ariana Grande, makeup brand. Let's go with Cloud.
You're going with Cloud, final answer?
Final answer.
All right. Absolutely not. I mean, I see why you did that. And it's actually kind of not a world away. It's REM.
This is a demolition.
You are being absolutely slaughtered. It's REM Beauty. R-E-M Beauty.
REM.
Yeah.
I never would have got that. That's not good at all.
You were right, though. The perfume is Cloud.
It is Cloud,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, REM, sleeping, clouds in the sky, nighttime, you know,
don't,
whatever.
Don't, half a point don't for REM.
No, I'm just trying to help him out, but obviously he is losing this. Okay, final question.
You haven't had a 3-for-3 wrong.
We're not getting one.
I am
in a
loving this because Emma's been raging at me at the easiness of the questions recently, so I'm happy with how this has gone. All right.
This is so
Dave,
sad.
Final question on the girly quiz. How can cold weather impact a woman's period?
You can freeze it.
No lifelines there for you, buddy.
Don't eat the rest. No. Sorry, that's my bad. I am sorry. I'd like to apologise for that one.
Don't worry, you aim low when you have absolutely not a hope of winning this,
yeah,
so it's fine.
Go again. I just don't want a 3-for-3 loss. Right,
how can cold weather impact a woman's period?
It can probably make it more painful. I'd imagine because, you know, like when women have their period and they use maybe a hot water bottle or something like that. I'd say when you're out and about, you probably can't do that. So it probably makes it sore, or maybe sharper pains. I'm going to go with, would you accept more uncomfortable? I'm going to say more uncomfortable. Probably wouldn't do anything else. Like,
you don't want to go with it freezes, no?
I don't want to go if it freezes. I'd imagine it's probably sore or sharper pains and, you know, less flow maybe.
Just cut that bit out. I'd say locking it in, more painful.
Hey,
well done,
great,
Dave.
But still,
unfortunately,
it has been a long time since I heard that.
Oh my God, you are a sap. Well done, allegedly.
That was awful. Okay, I need to study. What are the questions? One more time.
Wild, Vico, and Fussy are all brands of what?
Deodorant.
Ariana Grande, what's the name of her makeup brand?
REM.
And how can cold weather impact a woman's period?
And make it more uncomfortable.
Totally.
I have to say, because it would be sacrilege to just not reveal what the simplified answer was for question 3 that was incorrect. Fiona sent me this morning and I was absolutely losing it.
Go on.
Okay, so A is basically less sunlight, vitamin D can make it longer, heavier, or more painful.
That was the correct answer.
And for B, I said changing a tampon is harder when your hands are cold.
Let's go! Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Hey, good morning. 2 minutes past 9. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona on Spin. I'm getting a little bit worried now. It's getting into that kind of time again, coming into December, where you have to just, at random points, say to people you don't massively know. We must meet up now over the Christmas.
No.
We must meet up now for that. I guarantee you, if I ask you that, I will want to cancel from the second I've said it.
When I feel like so your give...
No one better say yes.
I think your give is if you call it the Christmas. If you say, we must meet up over Christmas, I feel like that's genuine. But if you say, we must meet up over the Christmas now,
do you think?
That means you don't want to meet them.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm going to say the Christmas
to
now
everyone.
Everyone.
To your family.
Hope they're all like that for you.
Yeah, definitely. I actually feel like a bit of a loser. Like, I don't have much going on in the lead up. And I was trying to
organize... Is it easier being pregnant because, like, you can't go for drinks and stuff?
I suppose, but, like, you should probably still see people and all. Like, yeah. But I was trying to organize... like a night out recently with some friends, and obviously they're like, well, we're booked up completely and we have, you know, no Fridays and Saturdays
this
free.
Is my only weekend.
Thursdays are running out
until January, like,
and I'm like, I have nothing on. Like, am I a loser with no friends? Is that what Christmas really shows you?
I have
you?
Never been more jealous of you in my entire life.
No, I know
life.
It's fabulous.
I would love to have no plans. This weekend is my only one free until January, and I'm like, I don't know what to do now. Knowing me, I know exactly what I'll do. I'll go hard because
you
I'm
will.
Like, ah, why not? I'll wake up Monday and go, why did I do that?
And by God, we'll pay the price of it in here on Monday.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Morning, how are you? All right, we need to talk about this because I feel like a lot of people are confused at the way Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have kind of been conducting themselves throughout the Wicked press tour.
I wonder, is it like, is the full thing like a PR stunt? Like, just act like absolute freaks.
I understand why people feel that, but as someone who's been to drama school, I can tell you it is absolutely 100% genuine.
Why, like, do you do that?
Like, when people, and I can't imagine it on their scale, but when you're, even when you're in a, even when you're in your TY musical, even when you're in, like, you know, an Amdram or anything, I feel like you get so caught up in the theatre and the cast and the show, and it's like, this, we are saving lives here and we're doing something that was never done before. And to be fair to them, like, they're doing something on a really big scale and the hype around it has been absolutely huge.
Fair.
And if you deep the plot of Wicked, it does have some really big themes about, like, judging outsiders and, like, overcoming the oppressor and, you know, like, very, yeah. You know, and I think Cynthia Erivo really has, like, she's really gotten into the character, and I think the two of them have just bonded a lot in the way that Elphaba and Glinda are meant to do. But I understand why people are looking at it being like, what is wrong with
this? Yeah, someone who has no idea of this kind of world, I'm looking at them going, no, something's wrong. Like, are they in love? Are they?
I think they are.
Okay.
I think they're absolutely in love.
But not in, like, a I find them attractive way. Like,
I don't know. I'm sure they could have explored it in their time. Like, right. Again, they're theatre people. Okay. And that is what people tend
you're
to
crazy,
do.
You crazy kids.
We're crazy. That's, like, as well, it's like the running trope, like the way Ariana ended up with Ethan Slater. I mean, we don't know what's happening there currently. But it's like, it's the rule that the leading lady will end up with the highest ranking straight person in the production.
Ah.
Obviously, Jonathan Bailey, who plays Fiero, is gay. So is next in line is Buck.
Buck.
And that's Ethan Slater. So that's how it all happens. Okay. One bit of feedback for Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo is that they touch a lot. Okay. They're always holding each other's hands. Even some of the recent videos have been, they're also holding the hand of Michelle Yeoh, who plays Madame Marrable.
Yes.
And the three of them are walking in a line. Now, there has been theories that Ariana Grande is... can't really walk because right. Someone's always holding on to her on these runways. What are they called?
Red carpets.
Because she's so small and she's wearing these massive dresses. There's theories that she has to be holding someone at all times.
Wow.
So I think Cynthia could be helping out with that. Ariana Grande has said she likes to channel a lot of energy through her hands, so she's always holding a hand, she's always squeezing something and always reaching out. So, I don't know, they just like to rub each other.
What happened to her, though? She was so normal.
And I know.
Ever since she started doing this movie, I just feel like she became a bit mental.
I know. I think we'll see how she is when she comes out the other side of it, but for now, she is like Glinda. You know, she, like, when she was talking about how much she likes holding people, they kind of addressed the holding space, finger touch. touching, which obviously happened last year's press tour. Cynthia Erivo has also addressed the finger holding, and she said that fans try and hold her finger now as a result. And she said, she told GQ, "I hate it. I don't want anyone holding my finger." So that is that's her stance.
That's where she draws the line. Then she,
do not try and hold Cynthia Erivo's finger, and also do not try and storm Ariana Grande in front of Cynthia Erivo. You probably saw this at the Singapore premiere when a fan jumped over the barricade to rush Ariana Grande.
What freak is doing that?
Like? Apparently he does it to loads of celebrities. Yeah. It's like his thing on social. But
what does he do when he gets to them?
Does he take a selfie or something, or he like puts it up on his
social?
That's
very scary. Like.
Obviously, yeah, it is scary for Ariana Grande. She's only small. The bodyguards were nowhere to be seen, but obviously Cynthia immediately stepped in and told him to get the F away her. She says, "We've been through some beep. And we have come through some stuff in our lives, in our daily workings." And she just says, "We really have to deal with some stuff. And this movie has allowed us to really grow as people, as friends, as sisters, as artists, as actresses." Again, not really a straight answer for why she was so defensive of Ariana Grande, but whatever. The next thing, if one of them is on vocal rest, they're both on vocal rest.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, imagine you were sick and out of solidarity, I didn't show up for work.
I wouldn't be surprised, Dave. I feel like that is how
actually,
you
that's a really good idea. No, I really respect it now.
This was for the New York premiere. The announcement came out. Unfortunately, Cynthia is not feeling well and has lost her voice. Therefore, she and Ariana both will not be doing interviews.
Right, so they obviously
evening.
Need each other.
I feel like they're kind of trolling at that stage. Yeah. But yeah, maybe they do need each other. The final thing. Now, this is a bit of a fun one that happened, and I'm glad Cynthia didn't really intervene with this one. This was at the London premiere of Wicked for Good, and Ariana Grande was meeting fans, signing autographs. Now, apologies, the quality of this clip isn't great, but just listen in, because it's a real nugget of gold. This is what the young fan said to her.
My cousin thinks you're fit.
My cousin thinks you're fit, which is just like the lowest stake thing to say to the biggest star in the world. And the noise that you can hear is John Chu, who's the director.
Oh, yeah.
He was like notating what every person said to Ariana Grande. And he's about to say, "My cousin thinks..." And you can hear Cynthia Erivo as the only English person saying, "Don't repeat that." This is just not something that the news needs to hear.
All right, so they're both seriously not well in the
They're head. Not well, but also they're the best they've ever been.
Okay. Okay.
Any questions?
No. I'm done.
Okay.
I think they're just both very odd.
Do you like it?
Nope.
Oh, right.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Grant.
But I did enjoy your content. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I used to think I had a pretty cool job. I used to think, like, you know, if I was ever go to like a school reunion, people like, "Whoa, you know, David has a pretty cool job. He's on the radio, just
cool.
The Spin 103.8 breakfast show and stuff like that."
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I always thought I had a cool job until I met my girlfriend. And I just realised I really don't have that cool of a job compared to her. She's quite high up in her job, obviously, so she's, you know, it's cooler.
I'm so glad she's being mentioned right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was just because I was thinking about it today because she's away travelling at the moment for work. And I was just like, God, it's just so interesting. She texted me last night, so obviously she's in Boston at the moment, so the time difference is like 5 hours or something like that. Mm. So she texted me when she was getting home from night out at like 3 a.m. or something, my time. And so I woke up to it and she was just like, I had to go home early because I have a meeting with Niall Horan tomorrow.
Oh, such a nightmare when that happens.
I was like, what? And I know this sounds so pick me. It's like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, my girlfriend has a meeting with Niall Horan. Obviously, she's insanely buzzing. She wanted to be ready for it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, isn't that mad? Like, I just have a meeting with Niall Horan tomorrow. And Noah Kahan is playing in the city where she's at in Boston. And Niall Horan has invited them to a box.
No
way. To watch
way.
The gig.
That
right?
is so, so cool.
So after she does a day of PR with Niall, she then is going to go and see Noah Kahan and probably Niall perform.
That is unbelievable. Can I just say, my mom and her entire friend group are now also obsessed with Pippa. Obviously, Pippa sang at my wedding. She's not just a PR guru and friend of Niall Horan's. She also sang at my wedding. And I think I mentioned once to my mom, oh God, Pippa's like very successful in her job. Like, she's top of her field. Yeah, everyone's trying to grab her. And now my mom has obviously told that to all her extended friend group. So they're all trying to storm her at the day too, being like, congrats on everything, Pippa. You're absolutely amazing. And I'm like, I got married yesterday. Like, is that... Yes, Pippa's doing doing well at work.
That's so funny. She'd love that.
She deserves it.
She'd love that. But I was only thinking, I was like, with the all the travel and stuff, and it, honestly, it sounds like my nightmare, but she kind of takes it in her stride. In the last 6 weeks, she has been, I swear, in Munich, Paris, Berlin, London, Boston, New York, Dubai.
What the hell?
In the last 6 to 8 weeks, I think that's been. Now, that stuff would drive me insane. I don't know how she does it, but
it's
there you go.
Absolutely insane.
So it's just a cool job. It's kind of one of those things like, you kind of look at. She's like a Hallmark Christmas movie character.
Yeah, she gets home.
And then she comes back to her place in Clontarf, and she's like, the small city.
Well, you better hope she doesn't meet her high school sweetheart, the one who got away, because that's usually how those films go. Yeah.
I'm her Black Rock babe.
Yeah. She's iconic. She is the moment, so and she's everything.
I just wanted to talk about her, but I'll never tell her that I told her about this. I didn't even mention her company because she'd get a PR request. Zane, right now, eyes closed.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now Dundrum on Ice, it's now open and we got tickets to give away for you this morning. It's South Dublin's most iconic ice rink and it's returning to Dundrum Town Centre.
And you can glide right there into the ultimate winter experience at Sky on Ice. Whether you're out shopping or dining, there is always time to take a break and get your bloody skates on, alright? You can get your tickets available at onice.ie or we've got family passes to give away on the show this morning.
I think that they should make the whole of Dundrum an ice rink. And maybe you could have one walking platform, fine, for people who don't want to ice skate.
Yeah.
For the most part, you should be able to skate through the shops.
Skate between the shops, yeah, and be skating up to people in pennies, being like, cool, do you have this in a medium?
There's a floor, I think it's, I don't know if it's Dundrum, is it 2M is my favourite floor? Or maybe that's the floor I park on. Anyway,
oh, yeah,
whatever floor I come into Dundrum, there is Pull and Bear and Bershka and H&M all on,
yeah,
the one floor. I don't have to go on any other floor.
You want to glide between all three?
I
want to
glide
three
through all of them.
What animal's on that floor? Is it the frog or the zebra?
I think it's the giraffe.
The giraffe.
Not entirely
very
sure.
Good.
I'm not entirely sure.
All right. Okay. We're not going to test you on what animal is on what parking space floor this morning. If you want to win passes, four passes for Dundrum on Ice, just WhatsApp us the word ICE to 087 711 1038.
That's just the word ICE. The number once again, 087 711 1038. That song has been stuck in my head the last couple of days, non-stop. Sabrina Carpenter, Tears Run Down My Thumbs.
Why are you so sad, Sabrina? There's some heavy tears.
This is Spin. Good morning, we're Emma, Dave and Fiona. We want you to win with Dundrum on Ice because it's now open. We got tickets to give away at South Dublin's most iconic ice rink, returning to Dundrum Town Centre.
Yes, glide on in there to the ultimate winter experience at Sky on Ice. Whether you are out shopping or dining, there's always time to take a break and get your skates on. You can get your tickets at onice.ie or we've got family passes to give away all week on the show.
First though, up to play is Lauren. Lauren, do you want to win on ice tickets?
Yeah, hopefully.
Are you one of those people who uses the penguin?
No, but my son will.
It's very good, but Lauren's a seasoned pro, yes, herself now. All right, Lauren, we'll tell you how this game works. It's very easy. Basically, we're going to tell you an amount of time in seconds that you need to count to in your head once we start the clock. When you think you've gotten to that number, just shout freeze. And if you freeze within a second of the time that we've given you, you win. If not, we move on. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense, Lauren?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
All good. Okay, you're good at counting. You ready to go? You feel you can do this?
Yeah, go on.
Here we go. Your time is 3 seconds. You got to count to that, shout freeze when you think you've reached it. 3 seconds and your time starts now.
Stop, freeze.
Stop, freeze. Let's stop, freeze.
Freeze.
On.
Stop, freeze.
Three seconds. 0.06.
That's the closest we've gotten all week.
Lauren, you couldn't have been better at that.
That was
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations, you have won yourself four passes to Dundrum on Ice.
You don't need help
thank
ice skating
so
or accounting.
No,
well done, Lauren.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Lauren. Good luck.
Enjoy.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Lauren. We have one more to give away. Let's go with... you, Erin.
I had a feeling I was going to win this.
Did
oh
you?
My God.
Well, you haven't won anything yet, Erin, I'll tell you that much.
But we love the enthusiasm. Thank you very much. I think you will. I think you will be able to win. It's an easy enough game. But you're very passionate about ice skating. Or is this just the way you carry
answer
on
whole
through
phone
life
calls
in general?
Yeah, I just love Christmas. Sorry.
No, we love it. Do not apologise. We absolutely love this energy.
Erin, what's the crack with you for the day?
I just dropped my sons off to school. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Very nice.
So
on my way down to bring me nanny food shopping, so a bit boring.
Oh my God, you never stop.
A hectic day, Erin.
You're always looking after someone. Fair play to you, Erin. Okay, well, you deserve these tickets to bring. Would you bring your nanny ice skating?
Oh, Jesus, I don't think so.
Okay. She can come and watch, though, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. She can sit on the sidelines and, my nanny used to do when I went swimming.
Okay, so you got to count to a second of three, and your time starts now.
Stop.
Stop. Producer Callum.
She didn't say free.
Ah, come on. Callum, have a heart. It's Christmas.
She didn't say free. She did it.
Sorry, I misheard you.
Don't listen. Do not listen to Callum, Erin, because we're overruling it because you did that in a score of 3.24 seconds. You will go to the ball.
Erin, congratulations. Have a great day.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.
Good
you
luck.
Too.
Bye.
Ah, there we go. More on ice winners. Congratulations to everyone. Is that it for the week?
Absolutely not.
No?
We'll be giving them away at 7:30. Half 7 tomorrow.
Half 7 tomorrow.
And Callum won't be here, so you can shout out whatever you want.
You don't even have to do the timer if you don't want to.
No, we'll just give them to you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
My God, that ends very abruptly, doesn't it?
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
That was CMAP, by the way, and take a sexy picture of me.
Right? Ends abruptly like your youth. That's how it goes. Yeah. Anyway, this is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. I'm going to talk about the content I'm being served on Instagram at the moment. I'm expecting a baby. In case you missed that news, I'll tell it to you now at the end of a random show on a Thursday. And a bit of feedback I have for the gender reveals. So obviously a lot of people are doing this gender reveal at the moment that's with a cake, and you put a glass into the cake and whatever colour the sponge of the cake comes out. If it's pink, it means it's a girl, and if it's blue, it means it's a boy.
Thank you for walking me through that.
No, you're no problem. I just don't know if you've seen these kind of videos, Dave, because it's not really your world.
I've seen the insane ones like in Dubai with the fireworks.
The one's gone wrong they end up like putting the firework into their wife's face, all sorts. But the feedback I have for these cake people, we need to work on the food colouring, okay? Because all the blue cakes look like you're having a mini little alphabet, like they're all green.
Oh, really?
And all the pink ones look just like a normal cake. They're not coloured at all in any way. So it's not very clear. And I've seen ones where, say, if people already have a child, the parents have their eyes closed and they're like to their baby, "What colour is the cake? What colour is the cake?" And the kid's like, "It's cake," because the colour just isn't clear enough. So they're my thoughts on that now. Let's just work a bit harder with
What's
our food colouring. Thank you very much. Absolutely nothing. We'll just, I just won't tell anyone. And then you can see when it comes out, you nosy gits.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.